For example, from a technical perspective, the architect needs to answer questions such as, so which are the questions that has to be considered by the architect before proceeding further for an SOA implementation? What are the considerations and criteria for producing an SOA solution? How can an SOA solution be organized as an architectural framework with interconnected architectures and transformation capabilities? This is a very important thing that has to be taken into consideration today before proceeding further with any transformation that is happening today. How can an SOA solution be designed in a manner that maximizes asset reuse? So like we are mentioning here, like the Dream 11 that is happening, you require the entire asset for a matter of 10-15 minutes. So it is no need that you have to have high-end servers for just only for the purpose of 10 to 15 minutes transactions. So how you will be handling, you can go into cloud for the specific purpose, and you can add or reduce assets for the specific time, and rest of the time this can be used for some other backend process. How can automated tools take the guesswork out of architecture validation and capacity planning? So other common questions are what are the aspects, building blocks and layers of an SOA that I need to consider in designing solutions, establishing enterprise architecture guidelines, or assessing an architecture based on service-oriented principles. So the person who is going to do an architect should have a mind of what exactly is industry trends, how exactly is a movement, how exactly is a change that is happening in the industry, and what are the principles, what are the security aspects he has to consider before proceeding further with the specific SOA design and solution under the specific SOA. What are some of the key architectural decisions I need to make when designing a solution or assessing an architecture that is based on service-oriented principles? Which roles in a project would benefit from using these principles and guidelines? So project again has to consider the project, what is going to be deployed, which are the people, which are the different service consumers that are going to use our services, or which are going to use the application. Based on this particular thing, architect has to take a decision. So reference architecture, which is shortly called as an RA, SOA RA is to be used as a blueprint and includes templates and guidelines for enterprise and solution architects, as well as software engineering roles within the software development lifecycle. So you may be aware, software development has multiple life cycles, and each role has to be taken into consideration before proceeding further with the reference architecture, and a blueprint has to be prepared, and this blueprint should include all the templates and guidelines for enterprises. These facilitate and ultimately enable automation and streamlining in the process of modeling and documenting the architecture layers, the capabilities and the architecture building blocks within them, and architectural and design decisions that contribute to the creation of a service-oriented architecture. It is intended to support an organization making a success of adopting SOA. So all these items, whatever we discussed, is to ensure that the project is implemented properly, the organization is making a success of adopting an SOA. And one definition, let us look at a definition by an MIT for SOA governance. Of IT governance states as specifying the decision, rights and accountability framework to encourage desirable behavior in the use of IT. Some people use the term SOA governance to mean service life cycle governance, that is governing this life cycle of services from creation through deployment. Others take it to mean applying runtime policies to services. Further, SOA is increasingly a significant part of enterprise architecture and has implications for key aspects of enterprise architecture, mainly business architecture, application architecture, information architecture, and technical architecture. So when you are going to consider SOA, all these particular architecture also has to be considered as key aspects and ensure that implications of all these particular things are taken into consideration, and SOA is also considered, which are nothing but business architecture, business application, information and technical architectures. Like all governing modules, Governance with SOA should also be about delivering the objectives of your business and SOA. This has to be considered, taken into consideration. What is your objective of business and where actually the industry is moving towards and what actually changes that are happening in your industry? And based on this, the SOA governance has to be considered. When you mean by, what we mean by governance is that how you are going to take care of the changes, how you are going to ensure that the architecture which you have done and the people are following the SOA. This is what you'll be doing in your doing a governance of the architecture, SOA. One thing is certain, that is a lack of working governance or arrangements will be the most common reason for the failure of SOA projects. You may have a very big planned SOA, but still it may fail if you're not having a proper governance arrangement. How you're going to ensure that the changes are getting considered when you are doing a documentation, the documentation are getting frequently updated. What exactly is the governance? Who is going to do these particular changes? Okay, what is the role that is going to be set for doing these changes in the system? All these things has to be considered when you are going to do a governance arrangement. These companies have also achieved effective layering of SOA capabilities in areas such as architecture, technology infrastructure, operations, information, governance, people and organization structure, portfolio, project execution and finance, which are very important when you are going to do in governance. So without a finance, proper financial, we will not be pushing to do proper governance. So companies which has ensured that the proper SOA is handled, proper SOA is capabilities are managed, in these areas which we have mentioned, are able to successfully ensure that the projects are is following a proper SOA architecture. Governance and a roadmap for SOA allow companies to begin the SOA journey and manage the transformation to SOA by building on step by step and finally delivering the benefits expected from SOA, which is nothing but service reuse, improved integration capabilities, interoperability capabilities, and business agility. Governance is a part, significant part of that particular journey. So, why you require a proper governance is to ensure that the services, whatever you are going to have in the SOA, are reusable and proper integration is going to be there. Like we are mentioning, ESB and all are required or not. How much, what is the level of ESB required? And what is the connecting parameters? All these parameters will be considered by the governance people. Interoperability is handled, business agility is handled. All these are taken into consideration when you are having a proper SOA. In the case of SOA adoption, SOA governance can be defined as the interaction between policies, what, and decision makers, who is going to take a decision, and processes, how you are going to do this particular integration, how you are going to have the SOA. And this is going to ensure that you are having a proper success in SOA. Typically, SOA governance has these three items into place, which we had discussed earlier. Decisions, who can take decisions? And what are the processes that are going to be there, which is going to have an impact on the policies, which is nothing but what. Who, how, and what. This is called as an SOA governance. So these are the three key issues that are getting covered here. What decisions must be made for effective management? Who should make these decisions and who has the input rights? Who are the people who are going to be involved for taking a decision? How should the decision be implemented? This is the important place. Who are the people who are going to be key stakeholders for going to take a decision and who is going to implement this particular thing? SOA governance simply implies that you need to have a strategy, ensure that it is aligned with your business and industry and where it is going, and a concrete objective of what you expect from your in SOA investments. Obviously, you have invested the huge money in your software architecture or how you are going to ensure that you are getting a return on investment. By incrementally building the required capabilities over a period of time, you can increase your SOA maturity, thereby enabling you to deliver more projects in the more efficient and change resilient way. To ensure SOA success, you should enact policies and supporting processes that support the delivery of the SOA roadmap. you should communicate them widely and then monitor their implementation and make adjustment as you go. Obviously, you have to, your documentation which you have done in the initial level has to be keep updating based on the adjustments you are doing for proper success of a SOE. Let us move on to the middleware, which is the next important part in the entire SOE architecture. So, what exactly is middleware? Like we had mentioned earlier, this is the middle thing which ensures that the systems connect and ensures that this is the proper glue. We can say it is a glue or a software glue. Okay, this is where the entire software lies, and this is where this helps the different systems to connect between each other. Middleware are systems that act as a software glue that helps programs and databases running on different computers work together. It is a software infrastructure that provides concurrency, transactions, threading, messaging, and very importantly, security. If the middleware is compromised, the entire entire systems will be compromised, and things like bank, there are cases, scenarios where because the middleware has been compromised, bank has lost huge amounts of money. So, important is of middleware is it ensures that the concurrency is there. Like we are discussing earlier, if the concurrency is more, system should be in a position to handle the transactions that are going to be there. How you are going to have a threading in any system, if you are going to see today, there are multiple threads to ensure that the system is in a position to handle multiple huge volumes of transactions today. Middleware includes web servers, application servers, content management systems, like a document management system, which we are seeing sometime back. Similar tools that are support application development and delivery and integral to systems based on XML or JSON file or whatever is the current way of connection between multiple people. SOAP, simple object access protocol, web services, SOA, web 2.0 infrastructure. Now it has, we have moved to web 4.0 also, and LDAP, which is nothing but the authorization protocol. Middleware that we are dealing with are only those that work at application level interactions and transfer business data about real things to or from the application programs. So this middleware helps in to and fro from the application programs and different between different people involved in a specific transaction. The need for middleware stems from growth in the number of applications. Today, there are multiple applications that are there, which will be running in example. Let us take an example of bank. You may be having a document management system. You may be having a core banking system. You may be having internet banking system, mobile banking system, UPI management system, and you can have a loan processing system, loan originating system. All these applications has been getting evolved today. Earlier, all these were handled manually or handled by the single application. But today, based on the requirements and need based on the volume, number of applications has grown. And middleware was the place where all these particular systems connect between each other. And when the customer, within these applications and the manner of locations in our environments, maybe location, maybe physical location or logical location. So today, environments, all these particular things are handled using a middleware. And middleware ensures that this growth in the applications are handled properly. This central provision of services eases application development, increases robustness, assists data management, and provides overall operating efficiencies. These efficiencies that are being handled is done by a middleware. Again, middleware is a call that has to be taken by the architect. The brief study of a taxonomy of middleware functionalities. Basic middleware is one that operates within a single domain or a single application system or a set of interrelated application systems where all components have been developed under a common design guidelines from a single architecture. So, if this is a basic middleware where the entire, you are going to have a single application or single architecture or limited applications you are going to have, which will be having integration between each other. We generally, or basic middleware or generally intra-enterprise in scope with the exception of B2B applications. When you're going to business to business applications, the basic middleware may not be in a position to support. So The next comes application middlewares, which includes middlewares that fit into specific type of application functions such as data access, which is you are going to connect to a different database, multiple databases. This data access is getting handled in the application middleware. Web-based, it could be web-based, it could be real-time, desktop, specialty work specifically with an application. So for a specific application, you are going to connect from the desktop, application middleware comes into picture. Communication middleware is computer software that enables two separate software components, process and or applications to reliably exchange information and message between application systems and trading partners. So the communication middleware, it will be converting from JSON to XML or XML to JSON. This will be handling in the communication middleware. This ensures that multiple applications connect and communicate between each other. It is software that supports a protocol for submitting messages or data between two points as well as a system programming interface or to invoke the communication service. There are possibilities that in a single application itself, you will be having different protocols that are being used in a single application itself, and communication or middleware supports this particular thing. Communication middleware is available in the form of standalone communication middleware products such as MOM and also often bundled within other middleware products such as application servers, integration suites, enterprise service buses, application protocol, platform suites, web services management software, and transaction delivery data. So multiple different ways of communication middleware are happening today. This could be a unique standalone product, or it could be integrated, or it could be bundled with a different middleware products itself as on today. Some of the basic important forms of communication middleware functionality are web-based services. These are the communications where the interface proxy for the communication middleware listens to or speaks to the internet using a URI, Uniform Resource Identifier, and common internet protocols such as HTTP, SMTP, Simple Message Transfer Protocol, and is structured as a service in line with the SOA principles. So this is getting structured, and these are the protocols that are getting used for having URI, Uniform Resource Identifier. Web services or web-based services that use any one or more of three related XML-based standards, including SOAP, Web Service Description Language, WSDL, or Universal Description, Discovery and Integration, UDDI. Universal Description, Discovery and Integration, UDDI. The initial intent of web services was for HTTP-based access to applications, but today the intent has changed, and today we are having multiple protocol-based access to applications. However, well-designed web services should use either of SOA or event-driven architecture rather than being monolithic in design. So today we can have SOAP for having well-designed web services. It's a simple wire protocol for inter-program communication. WSDL is an interface definition syntax. UDDA, like you are mentioning, that discover and design defines how your directory is used to register web services. Next comes the middleware, integration middleware, which this provides the connections between independent developed application systems, be they running on the same hardware and using the same software technologies, or it could be different that will be running. Maybe intra-enterprise as an implication to application integration, or inter-enterprise for B2B. Say example, Axis Bank, let us take an example of Axis Bank. Bank and Citibank are integrated now. So there could be an intra-enterprise, and it could connect between two different applications that are running in a different way. Each type of integration middleware has different communication protocols or ways of operating with other software. They are procedure-oriented middlewares, object-oriented middlewares, and message-oriented middlewares, like we had mentioned earlier, and a few others. And one more important thing that are being used today is adapters. How you are going to these adapters will help in helping connecting between two different systems, or a combination of design tools and runtime software that acts as glue to link applications which are considered sources or targets to other applications or other integration middleware. So communication layer is being handled using these adapters. There are technical and application adapters and thick and thin adapters. So adopters are used for communication between two different systems, and this could be technical and application adopters. And thick adopter is also the thin adopter. So thin, when you talk about thin adopters, it will be communication will be very easy. Thick will be very you have to have a single from that you require an application that is running in the specific desktop also. This can also handle exception conditions. Adapters are generally bundled with integration middleware products such as ESBs, integration shoots, or portal servers, or offered as a standalone product such as an adapter shoot. Next comes the business process management, which is part of the middleware itself. It is a general term to describe the set of services and tools that provide for explicit process management, which includes process analysis, definition, execution, monitoring, and administration, and includes support for human and application level interaction. So there could be a human in loop in which will be coming into place, and the application level interface interaction and human level interaction is going to happen using in business process management. This leverages tools to analyze and model process using a graphical process designer targeting, targeted for business analysts who extract the process flow and develop new business process management flows. So there could be an business process management system that will be there in place, which ensures that the interfaces that are happening, which is defined, and there are various applications which includes IBM FileNet, which is having an BPM in place, and business analysts are the human in loop will be coming to picture in these particular systems where and business process flows are covered in the BPM. The runtime environment maintains the status of each process instance and monitored and administered. Post completion analysis is also possible as a state date is archived for business intelligent potential. This tracks and directs each instance of a business process, such as each individual order or medical insurance claim through the life cycle. So this is an example which you are seeing here, a medical insurance claim. The entire life cycle of medical insurance claim is covered and defined in the business process management, and the business this manages track the entire process of a medical insurance claim, which starts from the end customer reaching to a hospital. From there, it is coming to the medical insurance claim to back end office, and is getting approved in the system, and it goes back to the hospital for the claim that can be processed. This maintains contest information, maybe a future in larger product, or it may be the primary role of a particular product. So there could be this could be a subset of a bigger product, bigger process, and the entire BPM handles the entire process in a single in a seamless manner. Obvious product categories that includes business process managers include integration shoots and business process managers, but BPM is also found in other product categories such as application platform shoots, package integrating process offerings, portal products, and web application process. There are multiple categories that are included here in a business process manager. So what are the things that are running in a business process management, and which are the pieces that are included in the middleware? Is one important thing is business rule engines. Business rule engines basically contains entire rules that are required for the business has to be happening. This could be an automated rule that we're running, or a human in loop rule that will be running, and validation that will be there. All these will be there in the business rule engine. This could be integrated with your workflow, and this could be a separate dating that will be running. And whenever a transaction is happening, this could be a simple service that will be calling that will be called from the backend, and it simply it could be a backend process that will be running, just simply runs the process, gives a response back that is a rule is valid or not. In its simplest form, that is, takes the essence of business or technical rules and records them in an easy to understand and easy to change format to allow for fast time to implement changes of software behavior that affects business and technical outcomes. Example, when you are going to have a business rule engine in the backend, there is no need that I have to change my software for each and every rule that is going to be set. I'll just simply set a rule, say, let us in a document management system, let us say, I'm going to have a data, say invoice number that is going to be there in my invoices, and that is going to be there in the insurance letter. So this in the business rule engine can be configured in such a way that system automatically validates what is there in the invoice and what is there in the insurance, whether the amount is matching between both these particular thing, then the response will be sent back saying that the success or failure. All this can be running in the back end. The complex forms can support goal directed flows, point to probable outcomes and suggest patterns in decision making. So decision making, business rule engine helps in taking a proper decision. Some form of business rule engine can be found in several product categories. Some or other way you will be in a position to find out the business rule engine in any of the BPM products that are there. BPM products also leverage some form of the rule engine to manage business processes. General purpose BREs that can implement a wide range of business logic are also available as standalone products. There are options available today which are as a standalone product and just runs one single business logic also. These are also required in today's process, today's scenarios. Next comes the business activity monitoring, where the business is activity is getting monitored, like a transfer is happening, is getting monitored from end to end and gives an alerts based on whatever is happening in the system. If there is a failure, this business activity monitoring are given alert. It's a software product that aids in monitoring of business activities implemented in the computer system. Business activity monitors products provide information about activities of customers and partners in real time. So like how many number of customers are doing such a transaction at a given point of time? Is it successful or failure? Is the user is in a position to complete the transaction end to end? Or is there any system failures that are happening? Any exceptions that are coming in the system and where system is, they are in a position to proceed further with the entire transaction. Business activity monitoring is doing all these activities today so that the customer is not going to have any impact and the customer's experience is going to improve. Business activities monitored may be a business process orchestrated by a BPM software or a process spanning multiple systems and applications. Like we are saying, there could be an BPM itself is having this particular process or a separate process that can run, which could be a different program altogether by itself. The primary objective is to provide real-time information about the status and results of various operations, processes, and transactions, and helps enterprises to make informed decisions and resolve issues. So resolving the issues is an important process that is running in the business activity monitoring case. Like we are saying, if system is identifying there is some issue, there will be people be in a position. I mean, it helps the people to take a decision. Maybe slowness that is happening, how much time it is taking for the end customer to reach from point A to point B is getting monitored in the business activity monitoring and helps this particular bank, particular organizations to correct their system and ensure that the response time is quick. The key feature of BAM solutions dashboards that present KPI information, like we are saying, key parameter information is getting passed to the people so that they can take a decision by identifying the problem and resolving the problem. Data and events collected, transformed, routed, and transported by integration middleware, MOM and other mechanisms can supply input to BAM business activity monitoring event management and presentation tools. Products that support business event management include, of course, standalone business event managers, but this functionality is also found in BAM tools and integration suites. So moving on, let us move on to the workflow systems. What exactly is a workflow system? Why exactly a bank, why exactly an organization requires a workflow system? Let us have a look at that. It can be described simply as the movement of documents and tasks through a business process. So earlier we were discussing about business process management. In a business process management, the integral part of a business process management is a workflow. So multiple roles will be there in an organization. Each role will be doing a specific task. This could be an automated task or this could be automated role or a role where the human is taking a decision. So in a workflow, what will happen is that the entire task from beginning to end will happen in a proper manner. So in case of, let us take an example of a bank where trade transaction is happening and remittances is happening. Let us take an example. In a remittances, what will happen is that the person requires let us take an example of demand draft he requires. The customer walks into a branch and does an application for a specific demand draft to be given to the customer, to him. So he raises a request in the system. Someone has to approve this particular transaction. And again, there could be a possibility that it is a high value or low value transaction. And if it's a high value, yes, different role has to approve this transaction. If it is a low value, a small person has to, or a different person has to approve the transaction. If it is based on the different based on the account type, the approval can change. All these particular things will be happening in a specific workflow. That could be a person who is doing an entry. That could be a person who is making a checker. That could be a person who is going to an authorized transaction. This will be handled in a workflow seamlessly, so that there will be an issue, and there could be a possibility that the parallel things are also happening in a workflow. Say, example, sometime we are discussing what anti-money or called as to ensure that there is a black money is not getting in, is not used for the transaction, or the person who is doing a transaction is not a blacklisted person. These things can be handled in a workflow parallelly or sequentially. Workflow can be a sequential progression of work activities or a complex set of processes, each taking place concurrently, eventually impacting each other according to a set of rules, routes, and roles. Like we were discussing in the issue of DD, demand draft, the rules, routes, and roles are set in the workflow, and based on the rules that have been set, the transaction will be moving ahead. And let us come to the proper definition of what is a process. A process consists of a number of tasks that need to be carried out and a set of conditions that determine the order of the tasks. So based on the set of conditions, the order is determined and the transaction will move from one place to other place. A task is a logical unit of work that is carried out as a single whole or by one resource. Workflow management. What exactly is workflow management? It is nothing but the automation of a business process which we had defined earlier, in whole or part, during which documents or information or tasks are passed from one participant to another for action to activity or activities according to a set of procedural rules. So this task can be an automated task or a person who is taking a decision and person in loop, human in loop. Its goal is to manage the flow of work such that the work is done at the right time by the proper person. A number of process modeling techniques are available to define the detailed routing and processing requirements of a typical workflow. So in a typical workflow, however it is happening, this routing can happen automatically. So by a person taking a decision on a specific thing, it will be moved on to the next role for the next role person to take a decision. Workflow management systems allow organizations to define and control the various activities associated with the specific process. In addition, many management systems also allow a business the opportunity to measure and analyze the execution of the process so that continuous improvements can be made. So the process, that time taken for a specific process to get completed, it will be measured, it will be monitored, and ensure that the organization can take an improvement. How exactly the time can be reduced, and how exactly the human in loop can be avoided so that the human can do some other better work. So these kind of improvements continuously happen in an organization, and management systems handle these particular things, and this management system which monitors this particular thing gives a solution to the problem that is in the hand. Such improvements may be short term or long term. For example, redefining portions of the workflow process to avoid bottlenecks in the future. So the workflow will be again and again redefined, and bottlenecks can be reduced, avoided. It can also provide a method such as project folder for organizing documents from diverse sources. This will be automated in the entire workflow system itself. Workflow management system itself will automate the project folder also, so that the documents will be maintained there. And there are different OCR solutions, which is an object character reading, or ICR solutions, which will be used for handwritten cases. These particular systems will be in a position to take the data from, capture the data from the documents and populate in the UA for the person to take a decision and move ahead.